Dar al-Zahra used to be an orphanage. Now it's also taking in children from what was once Lebanon's middle class. Here, children get an education, healthcare, and food. Adham Ma'meri runs this center, which has been struggling to stay open because of the economic collapse.
This year, we are only offering for the boarding school food because we can't afford to give all the students. Since, you know, the Ministry of Social Affairs used to help us.
40% of households earn less than $100 a month, according to the United Nations. Parents are struggling to feed their children. Aid agencies say 4 of 10 Lebanese children and refugees from Syria are hungry.
We notice there's malnutrition. We notice the level of the health care is very degrading in a massive way.
The state is close to bankruptcy after decades of corruption and mismanagement. And the lack of social welfare systems means some of the most vulnerable are left unprotected. Humanitarian organizations like Save the Children warn that nearly 750,000 will soon be at risk.
A lot of kids relying less on more nutritious food, and we're seeing more skinny kids, we're seeing kids who are shorter than their age as well, which are all determinants of malnutrition. We're seeing a spike and an increase in the number of children who are on the streets.
Lebanon has ranked 6th in the world for the share of its population facing a food crisis. It's also hosting the largest number of refugees per capita and per square kilometer than any other nation.
A recent study by UN agencies suggests that 2 million people, among them 700,000 Syrian refugees, are not getting enough to eat. They warn the number is likely to increase to 2.2 million in the coming months.
With ballooning inflation, a devalued local currency, rising unemployment, an increasing number of Lebanese are dependent on handouts, a situation humanitarian organizations have warned is not sustainable. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Tripoli, Northern Lebanon.